Brother Donovan Moline, former missionary, graduate of Gilead, and elder from the Edmonton Parkdale congregation, will consider the next part of the symposium, Learn Courage from Creation, Hummingbirds.
Our relationship with Jehovah, our knowledge of Bible truth, the hope we have as Christians for a marvelous future, how precious are these things to you?
Would you not agree that they are among the most precious things that we have in our lives? And we know that they're essential for our very survival. But to keep them, we will have to fight for them. That's because our firm attachment to Jehovah enrages Satan. And he will do all he can to get us to give up what we value the most. He's tried before. We're worried about how in 1 Peter chapter 3, so if you'd like to join me in looking up that verse, 1 Peter chapter 3, over the course of our discussion over the next few minutes, we'll look at verses 14 and 15 together. But first, let's look at verse 14.
1 Peter 3 and 14. But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are happy. However, do not fear what they fear, nor be disturbed. So Satan will try to use opposition from neighbors or workmates or schoolmates or relatives or even governments to actually make us, as this scripture says, suffer for the sake of righteousness. Or to plant, as the verse says, faith eroding fear in us. Have you ever experienced that? How did it make you feel? Did you feel small and vulnerable? But for our very survival, we must stand our ground. In the following video, note how Jehovah has equipped tiny hummingbirds to defend what they need for survival.
Found only in North and South America, hummingbirds are among the smallest of all birds. Although the more than 300 species of hummingbirds vary in size, most species are between 6 and 12 centimeters, or 2.4 and 4.7 inches in length. To the human eye, the beating of a hummingbird's wings is just a blur. Because its wing beat is so rapid, this tiny bird generates a humming noise as it flies. The smaller the hummingbird, the faster its wing beat. Larger hummingbirds beat their wings around 10 to 20 times per second. Smaller hummingbirds may beat their wings 70 or 80 times per second in normal flight. Hummingbirds can fly forward and backward, sideways, straight up and down, and for brief periods, even upside down. They hover in place as they feed on flower nectar. But these beautiful little birds do not have charming temperaments. Hummingbirds aggressively defend desirable sources of nectar, attempting to drive off other hummingbirds that invade their feeding territory. Females defend their nests. Especially during mating season, males of most hummingbird species defend their breeding territory. Because of their agility in flight, hummingbirds can chase away much larger birds such as crows and hawks. They will even dive at humans. Despite their tiny size, hummingbirds are ready to defend themselves and the things that are essential for their survival.
Wasn't that amazing? Now, keeping in mind what we've just seen, if you still have your Bible open at 1 Peter chapter 3, let's read verse 15 together. But sanctify the Christ as Lord in your hearts, always ready to make a defense before everyone who demands of you a reason for the hope you have, but doing so with a mild temper and deep respect. Would you say that hummingbirds are always ready to make a defense? They can fly up and down and sideways and backwards and upside down and hover. Whatever they need to do, they're ready to do it in their defense. With wings beating up to 80 times a second, they can go almost instantly in any direction to defend what they know is essential for their survival. So what is the lesson for us? We must be prepared to vigorously defend what we value. We must be prepared to defend our faith. Well, how? How can we be ready for an attack? We'll consider three ways that we can prepare, and they involve these three words: our thinking, our attitude, and our words. If you'd like to write those down, we'll consider how we can prepare in each one of these three ways. First of all, our thinking. Well, if you look at 1 Peter 3, verse 15 again, one way we can prepare is by taking note of what this verse says. It says, always ready for everyone who demands of us a reason for the hope in us. So we can be ready by preparing our thinking to understand that we will be faced with opposition. We're not going to be caught unprepared. We're not going to be surprised. Do you remember in Jesus' time how some of the principal men of the Jews described Christianity of that day as being a sect that is everywhere spoken against? Hummingbirds know they will be challenged by bigger birds. We must prepare our thinking ahead of time. Know that at times we must take a stand that is contrary to popular opinion. Another way that we can prepare our thinking. Notice what the verse talked about, a reason for the hope in you. That we should be prepared to give a reason for the hope in us. To give a reason, we must have a reason. Do you have good reasons for the hope in you? Ask yourself, am I thoroughly convinced that what the Bible says is right? Am I sure that the teachings of the faithful and discreet slave are in harmony with those teachings? To give a reason, we must be diligent with our own personal study, be totally convinced that we have the truth, and then we will be prepared to defend it. That's our thinking. How about our attitude? Well, there's no denying hummingbirds have all kinds of attitude, but their aggression is not what we are to imitate. Well, how do we know that? Well, look at verse 15 of 1 Peter 3. It says in the last phrase about our defense, doing so with a mild temper and deep respect. Hummingbirds don't have a mild temper or deep respect. They only want to chase away those that threaten them. We want to use our beaks not as a weapon, but as a way to persuade those that are listening to us, to maintain peace, and ultimately to bring honor to Jehovah. So we need to imitate not the aggression of the hummingbird, but that hummingbirds do not back down when what they need for survival is at stake. The psalmist wrote about that. He said of us in the face of opposition that we would boast in Jehovah. So we feel no need to apologize for our Bible-based stand, and we are proud to have the privilege of bearing Jehovah's name. Thirdly, we need to prepare our words. Well, how? How can we prepare our words? Because opposition often comes with little or no warning. Isn't that true? Well, the first thing we can do is pray. Pray like Nehemiah did. Remember how he prayed? He was having a conversation with King Artaxerxes, and in the middle of the conversation, when a question was posed of him, what did he do? He said a silent prayer to Jehovah, asking that he guide his speech. And we can do the same. When we reply, we can use the scriptures. Don't rely on your own persuasive powers. Use Jehovah's wisdom. Use his authority as the basis for your answers. If someone asks us a question we may not be initially prepared to answer, we can quickly formulate a mental outline of our response. Remember what we've learned in our benefit books about the benefits of speaking extemporaneously and how we can prepare to do that? Well, that will help us keep our answer focused and help us keep mentally organized. And finally, do not be afraid. The hummingbird didn't look very afraid, did it? We have Jehovah's Spirit that will help us to know if going forward or backwards or side to side or up or down or even upside down is the best way to go in our response. If we have been in the habit of taking in spiritual food regularly, we can be sure that Holy Spirit will recall these thoughts to our minds as we need them. So in review, to be ready to make a defense, we need to prepare our thinking, our attitude, and our words. Like hummingbirds, we must be determined not to back down or give in to fear, and to vigorously defend what we value the most. May we learn courage from meditating on the activity of the little hummingbird.